Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and today's show is a little more on how to be at peace when things are a little wild out there, right? So we're going to go through multiple techniques to be at peace in the midst of the craziness that's happening right now. So before we get started, that's our intention, to be at peace in the midst of any challenge or conflict. Okay. So before we get started, though, I want to tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. Well, we just moved our summer intensive from June 2nd to July 14th. So we'll go 10 days in July, and then we'll take a few days off, or 5 days off, and then we'll continue for the second half in July 30th to August 9th. So from June 14th to about June 25th, and then June 30th to August 9th. God willing, of course. We'll see if things clear up by then. And then, of course, we got our whole certificate program. That's the summer intensive, is the certificate program, and that's every day 10 to 9:30. And you can also even stay at the school. And then in the fall, we have our normal program, which is 3.5 months, which is Monday through Wednesday nights and some weekends. And so those are both the same program. It's about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And at all different levels, from frequencies to sounds to music and tension, all the different instruments, from voice, lots of voice, tuning forks. You don't have to be a singer, by the way. Voice tuning forks, crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, and full range of instruments we have at the Institute. And then we also have that program online, and it works really well online. In fact, we got quite a few people online right now taking the program. And let's see, the next start time of that would be, you could start this Tuesday if you watched one video to catch up, or you could start Thursday as a whole new instructor. So Thursday, the 9th of April, you could start in the certificate program. Yeah, it works really well. It's live with live instructors Tuesday and Thursday nights, 6 to 8 p.m., and Saturdays 10 to 1, that's Pacific time. And if you can't make a class, you can always watch the video, or you're welcome to watch videos the whole time. Even the videos are very interactive because we have you do a lot of sound. And then in the program, we even do treatments on each other. You have homework to do treatments on friends and family, right? And we just had a class this morning. It was really cool. And I'm doing something similar to that right now, where we go through the different techniques for being at peace. We also have the recording program. You could actually jump in right now in the online version. We've only had a couple classes. We might be starting again, though, in about a month or so. And there you learn how to run a digital audio workstation like Pro Tools or Logic or Ableton and do recording, mixing, and producing. And it works really well online because you can hear what I'm mixing. In fact, it works really well online. You can hear what I'm mixing, see my screen in real time. We can pull up what you've done, right? And then you get a video of the classes, too, so you can go over it and do your homework. There's like 6 hours of lab you have to do every week, right? So that's the recording program, completely different than the sound healing certificate program. We also have some other events coming up. August 14th, 15th, and 16th will be in Mount Shasta. Again, God willing, but I think that one's going to work for sure. August 15th, 16th, and 17th, actually. And it's at Stewart Mineral Springs on a river. And I'm thinking there's actually a place where we can do it outside there, so we don't even have to be in the room together. So we might just be able to, it should work out really well. And then we go up on the mountain, and there's all types of cool energies up there, right, at Mount Shasta. And so that's like Still only $188 if you want to do that. And you can find that at Sound Healing Center, no, globe-recording.com/Shasta. globe-recording.com/Shasta. Right? Actually, if you go to soundhealingcenter.com, you'll see a little pop-up about it as well. And so that's happening. We're probably not going to do our big international conference this year, but we'll probably do it online. So I'll let you know about that probably around September. We also have our therapy center. If you want to go, and if you want to be at peace, one of the things we recommend is to find your home note where you're at peace. We actually play each of the 12 notes and look for where you're at peace. We have to do it on Zoom. And then we give you a CD and the key of where you're at peace. Really effective. And we can also then give you CDs tuned to you in each brainwave state. For delta, in case you're having a hard time sleeping. For theta, for creativity. For alpha, for learning and being present and overcoming anxiety. And also beta, for thinking and being being able to overcome ADD and ADHD. So it's been proven that when you have binaural beat CDs that are tuned to you, they're way more effective. So we can do that as well. We also do voice analysis where we can find what's wrong, what's missing, what frequencies are missing that correspond to different issues, and then give you a CD and what's missing to balance out your system. We also sell that voice analysis program. That could be really helpful now as well. I've also been sending out frequencies for the virus and frequencies for the respiratory system. You can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com and I'll send those to you if you don't already have them. We also have other things that could help you overcome this fear and anxiety that's rampant on the planet is the sound table. There's nothing like the sound table. It starts around 1685, and then the lounges go up to as much as 3100. It's really effective. Subwoofers in the table that vibrate you, and they will get rid of any you know, anxiety. They're really, really effective. Also good for pain as well. If you can't afford that, you can get the sound pillow or the sound dolphin, which is only $425. And those, you can just hold it, and it vibrates in powerfully on your chest or wherever you hold it. And it's really effective. You get 4 CDs with it as well. We also sell a base belt and a vest in case you got any specific pains. And we also have the CDs for nerves, tendons, ligaments, respiratory, circulatory system, for the brain, for endocrine glands. Those are frequency CDs you listen to. And we also have all the music CDs for everything from sleep to depression to anxiety to love, right? So those are the main treatments. We can also do a chakra treatment online as well. Of course, our store is closed at the Institute right now, but just most of the treatments we do online or over the phone as well, if you like. So we're still humming. We're still humming quite well. We've got a lot of students in the online program. Perfect time to do online classes if you're sitting at home bored, right? If you're sheltering in place. Not to mention that we go through many, many techniques in the classes to actually get you to a state of peace where your immune system is working way better, right? So it's really, really excellent. So I hope you can make it. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com, or you can actually email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, or you can call 415-777-2486. We're also selling all of our instruments. We got crystal bowls and Tibetan bowls and tingshas. Just got a new order of tingshas. And we got the Koshi chimes. There's a lot, including my book also. I have my book that you can order. You can get the digital version or the physical version as well. In case you're bored, you've got time to read. Okay. Okay. So today we're going to go through quite a few techniques on how to be at peace in the midst of challenges. Normally this is like a 2 or 3 hour class, but we'll do the little short version. You know, if, try this. Think about the energy that's on the planet right now and inside you around the virus, right? Pretty chaotic. A lot of fear, a lot of anxiety, and a lot of people just freaking out completely, not because of the virus, but also because of losing their jobs. And there's a lot of people going homeless right now, right? So think of this chaotic energy and make the sound of it. I'll do it too. Right? Don't need to do that to them. It's pretty intense. Not to mention the deep sadness and tears of all the people that know the people who have died. Right? Although, as we've talked about, I don't believe that sadness and grief is really that bad for you. It's not chaotic. It's just sad, right? And sadness can be, well, at least it doesn't break your system down if you just, you know, if you just let it be, right? So there's a lot of chaotic vibrations right now. So the trick is to replace them with stable vibrations. The first one that's really good is to just let it be. If you just let it be, instead of resonating with it, just let it be whatever it is. I mean, all this stuff going on the planet, just let it be. Right? Allow it to be. No stress, just allow it to be. And I'm thinking, okay, what is it? If it's not bad, what is it? Because the second you label it bad, you're in trouble. The resistance is where the suffering is, right? So if it's not bad, it is just a vibration. It's just a frequency. It's a combination of frequencies. That's all it is. It just is what it is, right? So make the sound of allowing. Just let it be. The next one, though, the next technique is to be present in your body. Where in your body is all this anxiety and fear on the planet getting you? It's kind of in my stomach a little bit. I feel it in my heart, around my throat chakra. Somebody today in class said solar plexus. Fear often seems to be in a lot of places. I often feel it in my throat chakra, mostly, but it can be through the whole body. It's interesting. It's important to really just notice where in your body are the emotions that are going on, right? Now remember, regardless of what's going on in your body, the rest of your body's doing fine. You'd be dead, right? There's 70 trillion cells. I bet you, even if you're a mess or even not feeling well, there's still 60 trillion cells just humming along consistently, right? But it's also really good to breathe. Breathe in deeply. a really long breath, any tempo that feels right for you, and then out. And also ground while you're breathing. Feel gravity in your body. Breathe in, really deep breath. So just like doing yoga, right? You're breathing in the midst of a challenging pose. We're breathing in the midst of a challenging planet or challenging virus, right? And that breath is very smooth up and down. It's very consistent, right? But it's also good to just be present in the moment, in that point of awareness that you are. You are a point of awareness that has no emotions and never wobbles. It's never chaotic. It's just a camera watching what's going on. In fact, it is the witness. The witness is perfectly still and at peace. The witness never wobbles. So be in your body grounded, breathing deeply, 100% in the moment, like Eckhart Tolle, Adyashanti. In this point of awareness, there is no anxiety. There's no fear. It just is. The next one you can do, imagine. I mean, if you feel any anxiety, just breathe. Just breathe. There's another one you can do that is really effective, and that is toning. Whenever you have anything going on chaotically, you can really overcome it by doing a vowel, singing a vowel. Or E, E, or ah, ah, right? Any vowel will create a consistent, stable vibration. It's not like ah, it's more E, right? So imagine all this chaos around us on the planet, and you're just going, go ahead and do Tony. Do any vowel. Feels so good, right? You can also do it silently. It's hard to tone more than 5 minutes. I mean, you can do it, but it's work, right? It's really effective. But, you know, this energy on the planet's not going away very soon. So the trick is to learn to tone silently. So get a vowel going in your head, really loudly, silently. Imagine the energy on the planet, but you stable in this vowel. Right? Silently. Nice. Another one you can do is chanting or mantras. Or if you know any songs, you sing, just sing a little song. You can sing it out loud or sing it in your head. Just get a little chorus going in your head, right? But I want to share a little chant. This is about reconnecting to the elements on the planet. And these syllables are from the Hathors, from Tom Kenyon's book, The Hathor Material. And they're really cool. Okay? So there's four words for the elements. L, E-L, is the earth. Ka, K-A, is fire. Lim, L-E-E-M, is water. And Om is air. So it's L, Ka, Lim, Om. Okay, if you like, do it with me. L, Ka, and feel, tune in to each element as you say the word. L, Ka, Lim, Om. L is earth, Ka is fire, Lim is water, Om is air. Okay. L, Ka, Lim, Om. 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 That's another one that's really simple and really easy to overcome any chaotic vibration. Rhythms, for a lot of people, are more effective than consistent tones. Right? Rhythms really affect your whole brain waves and heart rate and everything. So any, you could even just use vowels. Like, you could even just use one vowel. You could do like ba, 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 ba. Or get a little fancy, ba, da, ga, la, right? Any consonants, right? Or any little syllables. So to do any rhythm is really effective. Another technique that I just read in the Hathor book by Tom Kenyon, the Hathors are those aliens from Venus, right? That have been out in ancient Egypt. They're all about love and light. And this one is to run energy from source down through the top of your head into your heart. Okay? Run energy from source, from the cosmos, down through the top of your head into your heart. And at the same time, run energy from the core of the earth up through your pranic tube, this tube in the center of your body, into your heart also. So even you're bringing down from the cosmos through this tube, which is a pranic tube in the center of your body. So now the energy is coming up from the center of the earth into your heart and down at the same time into your heart. Imagine two flows meeting in your heart and expanding. Now, keep that going and notice all of the chaos on the planet. You are doing flow in the midst of this intense fear, intense anxiety, and even death. You're in the flow. Right in the midst of it. So you're at peace because you have a smooth flow going through your system into your heart. If that resonates with you, play with that one because it's really easy. Again, that one takes zero energy when you really get it down. In fact, it feeds you energy. It's just a matter of visualizing more than one thing at a time. I think it's important to actually bring in the chaotic vibration. Don't bring it in, but just sit with it while doing the flow. Because we're not doing distraction here. We're not ignoring what's going on. So we're going to sit with it, but still be at peace. Okay. So those are good techniques to create your own stable vibration or flow. Music is also good to really get you out of that. And play your favorite music. In fact, it's nice to make a playlist of your favorite music that really, especially music that brings you to a place of stillness. I want to go ahead and play Water of Life, which is really good for getting you to a place of stillness. And it's really about flow. It's got a very smooth flow. And this song is actually created to a breath. So I meditated on the intention, which is mostly about universal love coming into the body. And then I noticed my breath, and I set the tempo of the song to the breath. So this is tuned to a breath of universal love. But it's also got quantum energy and frequencies in it from a company called NutriEnergetics that are about reconnecting to the electromagnetic field of the earth, which is a really nice thing to do right now because the earth is about as happy as it's ever been, right? Really happy. So enjoy this Water of Life. the more you're at peace, the better your immune system works. The more you're at peace, the more capacity you have to help others instead of freaking out, right? That's what we need, is more people to be able to help others instead of freaking out yourself. So it's really about noting every single way, every single technique. You've got your own already, right? Of ways to go to peace and stillness. Maybe you don't. Well, sounds a really cool way, and it's fun, right? Another technique that's really, really cool, and that is gratitude. Although gratitude for a challenge like this can be really tricky. I mean, how can we be grateful for a virus that's killing thousands of people, right? And totally screwing up our economic system. One of the students said, we had this class this morning, and the student was like, had a really good one. She said, I'm really grateful for all the people that are slowing down and getting off the treadmill now. I'm so grateful that so many people are being still and reflecting. I think a lot of people aren't completely, they're bored, right? They're on Netflix or TV, trying to figure out something to do. But a lot of people are just still. I mean, I'm enjoying this stillness. It's so interesting. It's like I can feel the planet is so happy and still, right? I mean, there's a really cool thing on the internet of all the pictures of the cities before and after with all the pollution gone now. It's so cleaned up. And it's just like walking on the beach where I live here. The beach looks pristine now because there's been no people, and the water just clears the beach after a while. So it's really just so beautiful. Also, it's interesting. I live out here in the national park, and I was walking, and there's nobody in the national park because it's closed, right? So I've got it all to my own. And I'm walking, and I'm like, it's really weird. All of the birds and all of the animals in the park are acting completely differently. They're like flying around my head and totally coming up to me. Like there was this one little bird that was walking down the path like 2 feet in front of me for like 100 yards, right? And it's like all these animals, it's like this whole different energy, which reminds me of the time, Native American time, before there was all these, you know, cars and everything, and all the animals didn't feel all this weirdness from all the people running around with their heads cut off. It's really just beautiful what's going on. So we can be grateful for that. There's also a real possibility that things are going to change on the planet economically. I think at first it might be difficult, but somebody was saying this could totally lead to a new economic system, could totally lead to more health care, at least in the U.S. for people. It's already starting to do that, right? Because it's kind of, I always say, you know, if anybody's suffering, we're all suffering. That's what I always think. So also, I mean, someone said that in a year, there's going to be hardly any communicable diseases around, because everybody's going to be doing distancing for a while, right? So next year there'll be no flu, right? So it's really, really cool. But more than anything, there's one thing my friend said. She said that there are these frequencies that she got from a download from the Arcturians. There are frequencies coming in that are new and really about accessing higher energies. And so it's not just bad stuff happening. There's actually really amazing good stuff happening. As I say, it's all in the plan. There's a higher plan in place, right? So also the other thing is we talked about as far as gratitude is it brings people together, right? People are much, I mean, not together physically, but more in Zoom. It's like a lot of people in the class were saying they've gotten much closer to their family, right? There's warm relation. I mean, it's like when I'm walking around in Sausalito, there's not many people there, but everybody says hi from across the street, right? I mean, there's warmer relations with everybody, and there's so much more compassion. You know, it seems like just I can't imagine getting upset with people now, right? Or getting upset with hardly anybody. It's like, oh my God, right? It's although there's a lot of people that are stressed out, so a lot of people are getting upset. But there's a lot more compassion out there now, serious compassion. And also the other thing that Tom Kenyon also talked about in a previous crisis is this is the biggest heart opening we've ever had since World War II. So many people have come out of their head into their heart feeling all of the sorrow and the sadness and the grief of all the people that are dying. And a lot of people know people that are either sick or dying. So people's hearts are opening intensely. Alice Bailey said, World War II was the biggest heart opening we've ever had. We might have just surpassed that. People not running around trying to make a living anymore. Stressed a lot, but also in their heart. That's really cool. Then, besides gratitude, when you run gratitude, let's do, actually, before I continue, do the sound of gratitude. Also, remember, if you can't have gratitude for the challenge or the virus, tricky one, huh? You can always default to gratitude for everything we have. I mean, the earth is still spectacular. The feelings we can have are still unbelievable. I'm not starving, right? I had to wait in line for an hour at Trader Joe's. Oh my God, what a bummer, right? I mean, I've got a full refrigerator of food. I mean, still making it. And still have many wonderful relationships. And there's still source energy and universal love. Right? There's so many things to be grateful for. Okay? So let's do the sound of gratitude for all of this, even the challenges. Because then you're no longer running fear or anxiety. We're running the energy of gratitude, which sounds like this. Join in if you like. Compassion, to feel compassion, not only compassion for all those that are suffering, but when you can find compassion for maybe if there are people that actually started this, maybe it's a, you know, chemical warfare or somebody just blew it, to have compassion for them, whoa. Still set boundaries, still trying to change the world, but have compassion for them. They're so lost. but especially also compassion for the world leaders, the leaders that are kind of bungling things, right, here and there. To have compassion for even local leaders, right? But then there's love. To send love to every person that's suffering right now, especially in fear, lost their job, going homeless. People that are sick, and for those that have just died. Send love to the whole of everything that's going on the planet with a sound. But ultimately, when you're one with the universe, it's all perfect. It's all perfect. There's no challenge. It's all in the plan, right? When you're one with the universe, there's a much higher plan going on. Let me end with this song, Enlightenment. And go to this place where it's all perfect. It's all perfect. Enjoy. May peace remain with you. Thanks for listening and take care.